Next question is Robert Stanford Jr., Robert Stanford Jr., 10545. Date of visit. This very weak, very debilitated 80-year-old gentleman was seen today for hospice face-to-face evaluation. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Mr. Stanford is currently hang on, I'll tell you in a minute. This is the last one. I know I'm kind of sounding tired. I'm sorry. But at least I'm not going very fast, right? So a patient is, this 80-year-old gentleman is currently on hospice with history of malignant neoplasm of his prostate with metastasis to the bone, chronic pain, neuropathy, hypertensive heart disease, hemiplegia left side related to CVA, COPD, protein calorie malnutrition, primary osteoarthritis, urinary tract infection, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, protein calorie malnutrition, decreased weight, back down to 24.5 centimeter, requiring pain medication. PPS is at 40%, where it has bouts of confusion. His daughter, Tina, this is considered his primary caregiver. He's now sleeping to 12 hours a day, 10 to 12 hours a day, requiring pain medication around the clock. He's quite weak, has a hard time doing any type of movement. His bone metastasis causes significant pain, requiring pain medication. MAC is down to 25.5 from 26 centimeter, by the way. He eats like a bird, in quotation, has childlike appetite with eating 20 to 30% of his meal. Shortness of breath is related to his COPD, his hyperventilation, his pain issues. He has oxygen available to him. Today's vitals. His blood pressure was 170 over 95, he states he's in pain, hasn't taken his pain medication yet for the day, temperature 99, O2 side 94%, 95% on room air. patient continues to do quite poorly with life expectancy of less than 6 months given his multiple terminal diagnoses. Let's see if I want to say anything else about this gentleman. I will notify the hospice nurse to recheck his blood pressure since his blood pressure is elevated related to his pain issues today. Okay, that's on Robert Stanford.